Game number 77 for the Celtics as they return home to face the Pelicans. This is the Boston Celtics pregame show on CLNS Radio. Thanks for tuning in to CLNS Radio here on the 6th of April, 2016. I am Larry H. Russell, to be later joined by David Wesley of Fox Sports New Orleans to preview tonight's contest where the 29-48 New Orleans Pelicans are at the TD Garden to take on the 45-32 Boston Celtics. Tip-off is at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and tonight's telecast will air locally on Comcast SportsNet New England and 98.5 FM, the Sports Hub, here on the local radio airwaves. Celtics enter the game as 14.5-point favorites. Over-under of 208.5. Tonight's officials are Bill Kennedy, Steve Anderson, and James Williams. Injuries, story of the season for the Pels. What was once a playoff team last year, no team has been hit with injuries quite like them, and they have shut down all of their main contributors. Star big man Anthony Davis, Drew Holiday, Celtic killer Norris Cole, Ryan Anderson, Alonzo G, Tyreek Evans, Eric Gordon, Quincy Pondexter, Bryce DeJean-Jones. They are all out for the year. For the Celts, Evan Turner will not play tonight, and Avery Bradley is probable with a family matter. For the Celtics, well, also losing two in a row out west, they close their West Coast road trip with two straight wins, a historic win of Friday night in Oakland, and they capped off their winning road trip with a victory against the Lakers on Sunday. Despite fielding the equivalent of an MBDL team, the Pels have hung in there a bit. Did the Celts a favor winning in Brooklyn Sunday, but got absolutely decimated last night by the lowly Philadelphia 76ers, 107-93. Pelicans are coached by Alvin Gentry, about to complete his first season coaching the team. With all the injuries, New Orleans' leading scorer is, get this, former Celtic camp invitee Tim Frazier, averaging 13.5 points per game in his 11 games with the team. New Orleans has the league's 19th-ranked offense and 23rd-ranked defense based on efficiency. But again, throw all that all out because this is not the same Pelicans team from earlier in the season. For a more in-depth look at New Orleans and their issues, let's go to the wall and speak to those butter side downers, old friend David Wesley, Pelicans color commentator for Fox Sports New Orleans. Our segment with David is brought to you by SeatGeek, the leading and most honest ticket app online. Get the best deals on tickets with no hidden fees for buying and selling sports and concert tickets. Get a $20 rebate off your first ticket purchase. Download the free SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab and click add a promo code and enter promo code CelticsBeat. That's CelticsBeat, all one word. Great deal, and you support this show by doing so. Again, download the SeatGeek app, promo code CelticsBeat. Want to thank SeatGeek for getting Mr. Wesley here for us. David, first off, welcome back. Thanks for doing this. Hope you got some sleep flying in from Philadelphia. Pels lost that one last night, but have been playing fairly well, considering things in relative terms. But basically, point blank, how are they hanging in there despite all these injuries?
Well, I think right now this group is without a superstar. So these guys have to move the basketball around. In a three-game stretch, they've had 87 assists and, you know, 27, 29, 31 assists. They're moving the basketball, and they're playing the style of basketball that Alvin Gentry has been trying to get these guys to play all year long, and it just hasn't played out. And with the numerous different starting lineups, I think it's 36, 37 different starting lineups, it's hard to get that chemistry. But these guys are just playing really good offense, moving the ball, sharing it, executing, getting out in transition, playing faster, and it's been successful. That's the whole idea that Alvin has been trying to get, and finally this group of guys are just playing that way, and they're winning by it.
What about the premium the Pelicans are on getting some wins and finishing the season strong here, particularly when they beat the Nets back on Sunday, which made a lot of people in Boston happy? Do you think that's the right thing to do, put a premium on finishing strong as opposed to the lottery chances, even though they're using a lot of players that may not be sort of building blocks for them come next year or any time in the future?
Well, for the Pelicans right now, they're evaluating players. And when you get off to the start that they got off to, and not that it was a great one, but you are always playing from middle of the pack. Winning games right now, I don't think makes it worse for their lottery chances. I don't think the Pelicans were such in the middle, there was no way to just start tanking and losing games and get below the people behind them, so to speak. And winning games doesn't necessarily catch them up with other teams. So when you're evaluating, you want the guys to go out there and play their best, and you want to continue to develop your system so that everybody can see it and get into kind of that good rhythm. And in the evaluation, I think it's better trying to win and seeing if these guys can step up, make plays late. And, you know, I prefer this over tanking any day. Go out there and play your games and play your best.
Spoken like a former player himself. How about if there's any of the guys that have really stepped up over these last few games for New Orleans? One name that jumps obviously right here to people in Boston is Tim Frazier, who had a little bit of a cup of coffee here. Took care of Brooklyn, as stated. That went over very well here in Boston. Want to give sort of a rundown on him or anyone else who's playing well for New Orleans going into tonight's game?
Well, you know what? You mentioned Tim Frazier, and he's been playing great. He's been making all the right passes. He doesn't force a whole lot, plays up tempo, very under control out there, uses his change of pace really well, getting into the paint, and more of a pass-first guard, even though I want to say he scored in double figures every game he's been with the Pelicans except one. Really making it hard or making it easy for them to make the decision whether to bring him back next year. Luke Babbitt has come on strong late in the year, driving the basketball, shooting the basketball from the outside. You know, this has been a fun team. Tony Douglas is another one who's really been playing well, shooting about 40% from the three. So these guys are really making a good showing for themselves, whether it be with the Pelicans or with any of the other 29 teams in the league. And that's what this is about for them. I've played on a team that struggled like this, even worse, and we didn't have a whole lot of healthy bodies. And it was an opportunity. And I say it every night on the air, this is an opportunity. Go out there and make the most of it. You're auditioning. And I think, for the most part, a lot of these guys have done a great job of doing just that.
And I know that year that you were alluding to was the infamous 1997 season here in Boston. You still have a lot of connections with the Celtics. You're still much of a fan favorite to those who are still around this team. And I know from the conversations I've had with you numerous times is that you're a fan. You've been watching this Celtics team shifting towards tonight's game. I should kind of give you the floor here because I know you're such of a fan of this year's team. So let loose on this year's team to everyone here on the airwaves.
Well, it's a fun team. It's a team that plays, to me, the right way. They play hard, they come at you, and they have that confidence that they can win. And not a team, you know, loaded with a bunch of names that you may even recognize, but that's what makes them so much fun. It's not guys out there posturing. They're guys out there hooping. And that's the kind of team that I like. That's the kind of team I'd want to play on. It's just a bunch of guys out there playing together, doing it the right way, Stevens is doing a great job of getting these guys to play at a level that they compete every single night. And if I'm still playing, that's the kind of team I want to play for, a team that wants to win every single night.
And Boston is pretty heavy favorites going into tonight's game, but they are returning from a lengthy road trip, and that's always been sort of a trap game for a lot of teams, is that first game back home from a lengthy road trip, which is going to be tonight's game. What can New Orleans do to sort of steal this win in Boston?
Well, their style of play and the way they play, they're always going to have a chance to win. And they're playing, if they don't come in and take this team lightly because of their record, there should be no problem. They have more talent. They have more better rhythm and all those kind of things. I don't think it should be a problem. But if they come in and think they need to just show up, like you said, the letdown after a long road trip, obviously beating Golden State on that road trip, that would be their biggest mistake.
David Wesley, New Orleans Pelicans color commentator for Fox Sports New Orleans. Thanks so much for joining us after that short flight back home from Philadelphia last night.
Well, thanks a lot, Larry, and you have a wonderful rest of the day and good luck.
K-100.
Can the Celtics win 50? Got to win out. Tonight is the easiest task left on the schedule. As stated, Boston is massive favorites tonight. 14.5 points, as a matter of fact. And winners of 89% of all game simulations. Celtics have also won the last three meetings against the Pels when they actually were the Pels. Also, Celtics got a little help last night with the Hornets losing in Toronto. Boston is currently the fourth seed, tied with Miami, but winners because of the tiebreaker with two wins thus far against the Heat. Heat, Hawks, and Hornets still remain on the schedule for Boston with a Milwaukee Bucks home game sandwich in there as well. First task, though, is tonight. Now to the draft pick watch. Let's start off with the Minnesota Timberwolves. The last time we will do this because they, too, beat the Golden State Warriors last night at the Oracle. Why is this important? That was a very big one. That one now cements the Celtics getting no worse than the fourth best odds to win the draft lottery. Minnesota can now not catch the Nets with just four games to play. That win also clinches the 35th overall pick in the draft being conveyed to Boston this June, as Minnesota did owe a second-round draft pick to the Celtics. They're locked in their draft position, so there is no sense to talk about the Wolves anymore in the draft pick watch for the remainder of the season, as that is in the bag. Let's get to the Western Conference playoff race. Biggest game of them all tonight, the Dallas Mavericks host the Houston Rockets. Rockets a game back of Dallas. Mavs are just 1.5-point favorites at home. Quite simply, if Dallas loses, they would be on the outside looking in with just three games to go. The other team in this mix, the Utah Jazz, currently eighth out west. They lost last night in a heartbreaker to the San Antonio Spurs. Jazz hosts the Clippers on Friday. Now the all-important race for the third position in the draft lottery. Nets sit a game and a half behind the Suns, two in the loss. Brooklyn is in Washington tonight, while the Suns were losers in Atlanta last night, and they play their next game tomorrow in Houston. Would not like their chances there. Boston fans may have to accept that is going to be that fourth spot in Secaucus. That is good for 11% of getting the number one overall pick in the draft. Now, back to tonight's game. Coverage of tonight's game. The Boston Celtics postgame show goes live following the final buzzer on clnsradio.com. Call in 347-215-7771. That is 347-215-7771. Or just listen again on CLNS Radio. Tonight's hosts will be the old guys from the Evening Score podcast, CLNS Radio stalwarts, Sean Backey and Brian Langford. Again, call in 347-215-7771. Or just listen to Backey and Langford delve into what we all expect to be tonight's Celtics win on www.clnsradio.com. And with the Celtics back in Boston, that means the Garden Report is back on the CLNS Radio YouTube channel. Host Jared Weiss and company break down the game on the Garden floor and provide raw and uncut videos from the locker room and press table, all in crystal clear high definition, available on youtube.com/CLNS Radio, youtube.com/CLNS Radio. And just simply hit the subscribe button and boom, all of this great content is delivered right to your computer and or viewing device. Ticket giveaways, some big ones. Number one, Hornets tickets on Monday the 11th. Running out of time there. Crucial contest for playoff positioning. Here's how to enter that. Follow at @CLNS_LHR on Twitter. That's @CLNS_LHR. Give that a follow and you're in. And now, playoff tickets. Yes, playoff tickets. Home game one. We do not know who it's against or even when it will be, but home game one. Here's how to get into that contest. Subscribe, rate, and review. Celtics Beat on iTunes. Subscribe, rate, and review. Celtics Beat on iTunes. Winners are announced on Celtics Beat. Hornets tickets this Sunday on the number one podcast on the web, which covers the NBA's winningest franchise. So give it a subscribe alone to see if you won. Our way of saying thanks for making CLNS Radio your destination for Boston Celtics coverage and playing your role in making this network the leading online provider of audio-video coverage of Boston basketball. Want to thank you as well as David Wesley for lending us his time today. We will be back here in this space on Friday to preview Friday's game against the Bucks with Gary Wolfel of the Racine Journal Times. For today's Boston Celtics pregame show with LHR on CLNS Radio, this is LHR signing off.